U.S. stocks are flat. Oil continues to rocket higher to multi-year highs, and the U.S. dollar is mixed. Clearly, we've seen an outperformance in commodity market FX, with the Australian dollar and Canadian dollar getting added boosts on impressive Aussie GDP and a hawkish Bank of Canada decision. The euro has been underperforming, trading at multi-month lows as it continues to be worrying about stagflation risk and impact from the war on the eurozone economy. What's been most interesting this week is how central banks continue to press forward with hawkish-leaning communications despite the potential fallout from the war. At the same time, many a central banker has also expressed concern about the potential impact, and this has left everything in a state of sideways activity. Well, sideways if we're not talking about the price of oil. But when it comes to oil, we also think we're due for a major correction here. Technically speaking, an oil reading up in the 85 area on the daily RSI is screaming out for some form of a reversal ahead. The market will keep its focus on developments around the war and upcoming talks between the two sides. Key standouts on today's calendar come from German, Eurozone, and UK services PMI reads, Eurozone unemployment, Eurozone producer prices, U.S. initial jobless claims, U.S. ISM non-manufacturing, U.S. factory orders, and some more Fed Chair Powell testimony. That's all for now.